The darkness at sea, in Eldon's opinion, was a different beast than the darkness at land. The ceaseless churning of the waves, the unknown of the night, it was a distilled version of its older brother. He'd spent most of the journey from Ashala to Sordovakos avoiding that darkness. Not out of the simple reasons a child might, but equal parts fear and temptation. He'd been dreaming again, seeing the Kestian not just in his sleep, but in the little tricks his eyes played on him in places lacking light. The true dreams were never quite as vivid as the ones that had shown him Kessa and Lauren within the Kestian back on Ashala. No, what he saw now was a mixture of seductive whispers and forgotten evil. He had the lantern going on the table in front of him, a small relief which he allowed himself only now at the end of their journey, as a way of trying to readjust. He took it and slowly made his way out on deck. The sky was overcast, most of the stars and the ghost moon blanketed by a suffocating layer of clouds. Eldon felt like he could see something on the edge of his vision to either side, illusory phantoms drawn out from unwritten stillness. Except he knew it wasn't simply illusory or dismissible. It was real, an aspect of Lascivious's brand and the shadow sorcery which came with it. He'd thought to be on the verge of controlling it during his time on Ashala. But the opposite had come to fruition during their journey back. The phantoms danced on the edge of his vision, and all he could do was ignore them.
Sordovakos is within view, though it may not seem quite so.
The voice of his Esta, Blair, surprised him. He turned around, bringing her into the glow of the lantern.
"We'll arrive tonight, then, as the captain predicted," said Eldon.
"Indeed," said Blair. "Is that a problem?"
He shook his head, though he would have preferred to arrive during the day. Blair came closer, gently touching his shoulder. It was far from the first time she'd expressed concern for him across their journey. But that concern went both ways, and was further complicated by the knot that had become their relationship. Even now, just from the smallest brush of her fingers, Eldon felt a stirring within him.
"I haven't seen Lauren or Kessa within the Kestian since we left Ashala," said Eldon. "I've no idea how they're currently faring. They were penned in by Sapphire's agents, who will continue their mission regardless of whether Sapphire herself is alive or not."
"Perhaps," said Blair.
She crossed her arms and leaned forward against the railing. The lantern light caught the silver streaks in Blair's hair, which she'd tied back in a simple braid for traveling. Her dress was practical, a deep blue traveling cloak over a gown of gray that wrapped her body with interesting tightness as she leaned against the railing. The brand on his chest warmed at the sight of her, and he forced himself to look away. She was his Esta, the woman who'd raised him. Yet his body refused to accept the simplicity of that relationship. Their recent heated intimacy on Ashala only made those feelings more confusing and harder to ignore.
"We'll need to go to them immediately once we arrive back in the monastery," said Eldon.
"That would be a fool's undertaking, Selas," said Blair. "Better we understand what we're rushing into first."
"We might not have that much time," he said. "I have enough information to go off. I understand the Kestian most of all."
Even as he spoke the words aloud, a deeper question nagged at him.
"Is it really just my concern for Lauren and Kessa pulling me back?"
"We must practice patience, now as much as ever," said Blair.
Her fingers brushed his as the ocean's churning darkness shifted the ship sideways. The familiar tension between them sparked to life immediately, pushing back the chill of the night air. They'd gone far further with their intimacy on Ashala than either of them had planned to. But that was only half of what had left Eldon primed and reactive toward his Esta on the journey back. The brand was making its influence clear, burning hot around Blair, reacting to her presence.
"I won't just sit back and leave Lauren and Kessa to whatever darkness the Kestian deems suitable for them," he said.
"I'm not asking you to."
Blair turned to face him more directly.